We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I know you've been enjoying my guest, Matt Geldert from True Light Electric, lighting up the world, Matt. And we've been talking a lot about what it is to own a Christian business, what it is to be in contact with so many different people throughout the day and dealing with those pressures of getting from place to place and the strategies you've given us for that. But today I'd like to talk about the night that I met you. And we were ministering at a prayer group.
Yep.
And it led into our course, Foundation for Healing. And the leader was excited. He had taken the course and he was excited and was saying, how many be interested in doing that? And after the session, over in the coffee area, you said, I'm taking it. There was no question. It was definite. You were stirred up by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to heal other people. And you were really passionate about it. And then indeed you did take Foundation for Healing course. And then you are now coming onto the prayer suites on our Friday nights. Friends, if you need prayer, you can always join our prayer suites on Friday nights. Write to info@bridgeforpeace.org to get an appointment. We can reach you wherever you are in the world. If you've got a phone, if you've got a handheld computer, you know, I call the phone really, or a laptop, we can reach you. So info@bridgeforpeace.org to get on Friday nights. You might get Matt praying for you even. So Matt, I really want to hear the story of healing. I know once you got into the healing ministry, I was like, wow, the devil's really trying to push you back. You know, you had some really experiences that were the enemy was really trying to discourage you. It was so clear to us because we've been through it for decades. So we always see the person coming on, the like person with the passion that comes on to mission or into the healing ministry always gets the pushback, and you are getting it big time. So hopefully we'll be able to get there today. If not, you'll have to come back and share that, because I want to hear what was stirring you. You were so definite, I'm taking that course. So tell us what it was that was moving on you that night.
You know, I have a hunger. I have a hunger for growth in the Lord. Sometimes I'm not sure where he's leading me. You know, I'll dabble with this or dabble with that and see what, and healing, the prayer and healing has always been something I think that I've been led towards. I'll never forget this one. I'll make it real quick. 11 years ago, my wife and I were attending a church, and our neighbor across the street, this lady had her dog. She was a dog lover, loved the dogs. And we knew the dogs. She always had them since they were puppies. Well, one night she calls us up and she says, hey guys, I just wanted to let you know I'm putting O'Leary down tomorrow. And we're like, why? What's going on? I brought him to the vet. The vet said he's too old. He's, you know, he's got this, he's got this, he's got that. And, you know, he's suffering right now.
So Matt, just for our audience, so when you say that you're putting, that she said she was putting him down, she was going to have the
euthanized. Yes. She was putting that. She loves dogs. And this was her first major dog that grew up with her children.
Yeah. Very painful.
So it was very painful for her. And she says, we just want to invite you over if you just wanted to say goodbye to him. And my wife and I were like, oh man, O'Leary's gone. You know, he seemed fine. So we went over there and we bought a little bottle of holy water. Now my neighbor is, you know, she's into mystic and, shaman and things like that.
What we would call a cult.
cult, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my wife and I, we know, we just start praying to some, you know, Our Father, mm-hmm. Lord, heal the dog, you know, quietly, mm-hmm. putting a little bit of holy oil on him. And, you know, that's it. We didn't, you know, say, hey, he's going to be fine or anything.
Right.
So the next day, the dog's out in the backyard running around.
Amen.
I mean, like, he was 5 years old or 2 years old, whatever. Yes. That dog wound up living for another 3 or 4 years.
Praise the Lord.
You know, not that it was, but here she was getting ready to put the dog down. Yes, like, you're done. I'm goodbye.
The dog. And, you know, Matt, we were even talking a little bit about this subject. Funny we should come around here again.
Yeah.
You know, for people that are listening, and for some people, livestock, their animals are their livelihood.
This is,
You know, you get like a problem with the chickens, and next thing you know, you have no more eggs. You have no, and even if it's not a livelihood, many of the people that would be listening today, they would have chickens for their family, mm-hmm. you know, different just animals just to take care of the family. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, which, as I was sharing with you last time you came around to animals, that's when our African friends let us know, I never knew I could pray for my animals. Mm-hmm. And for our African friends, that can be vital, a vital place in life. So mm-hmm. here it is again. So if maybe you've never heard that before, mm-hmm. but God calls us to take dominion over all the earth. And that means to use the authority of the Lord also for those animals that are important to your daily life.
Absolutely.
So in America, we have pets, mm-hmm. which I know is different from other nations.
Yep.
But we have pets that, you know, also safeguard the house and do things on a practical nature, mm-hmm. but that we walk with for a long time. Many people, you know, the pet gets incorporated in the family. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. That would be also important because people would be grieving.
Absolutely.
So that's
Absolutely.
Important.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know for many of our friends that are listening, it's more than important. It's vital.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So just to be aware from what Matt's saying to you, you know, that they just went in and prayed for the animal. And we've had the same experience, as I've shared with you so many times, because we've found with a lot of animals, there's no objection to healing.
Yeah.
With human beings, many times they've got many objections. Mm-hmm. Well, in their minds, not that the word says this, but in their minds, I'm not worthy to be healed.
Yeah.
Maybe God doesn't want to heal me. They've got so many objections, and animals don't have them.
No. And, you know, and it made me wonder years later, if God did this for this dog, what can he do for a human being?
Yes.
Right?
Good
and
question.
So I started, you know, and this was years. Here we are, fast forward many years later. And when you guys came for the Bridge for Peace and the healing ministry, I was like, and I thought about that. I thought about that day with O'Leary, and I'm
brought
like,
it back.
I've always had a passion because throughout scripture we read about healings and miracles. And
yes.
I'm just like, wow, I would love to be able to be used as the Lord's vessel to deliver such a blessing like that. And as you said in the very beginning, when I started doing this after the course, we started doing a outreach ministry at our church at the food bank. When people were waiting online, we decided to set up a prayer booth. And we would just go out there. First couple of times, we didn't have anything. We were just out there handing out some pamphlets and flyers, asking people if we could pray for them. At first, people were very hesitant. Nah, we're okay. We're just here to get some food. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, you know, you sure? And, you know, not aggressive, but we would say, are you sure?
Invitational.
Exactly. I said, you know, you're getting food in your belly, but how about food for your soul? How about spiritual nourishment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of like, all right, you know, if you want to pray for me. The first week or two, we were discouraged. But as it started going, people started up, oh, those guys are back again. Oh, they're praying. And this time we started remembering their names. If you didn't want prayer, what was your name? Oh, Jim. And I'd see him next week. Hey, Jim, how you doing this week? You need prayer? Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I said, all right, I'll talk to you next week then.
Mm-hmm.
And people that were just like held up the hand, now, sure, I'll take some prayer. No, oh, sure, yeah, it doesn't hurt. What can it hurt? And so we started seeing people being more open to it.
Mm.
But then we started getting the requests. Now people That's coming beautiful. Up to us for, you know, I got this, I got that, I got cancer, I got my cousin's this, my son's on drugs. And Sal, like, you know, all right, well, Lord, you know, when we would say the prayers with them. And, you know, like I shared that one story about the lady who came yes. back to give testimony, and she was like, oh my God, my back, you know, it was a 10. Now it's an 8. And then she,
so let me just stop you a second again. Yeah. So when you say 10, the way we measure it in Bridge for Peace means 10 is excruciating pain.
Yes.
The most exactly. pain. And then yep. sort reduce from yep. a 10 to an 8.
From 10 to an 8, then from an 8 to a 4.
Wow.
Okay, and then she came back and says, I got no pain
Thank
at all.
Thank you, Jesus. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. And,
but like I said, that was the woman who a few weeks later we saw her. And mm-hmm. I said, hey, Liz, how's your back? And she held up her hand. She didn't want me to come near her. Mm. And she said, nope, didn't work, didn't heal. And I was like, the discouragement. And I couldn't even question her because mm. she didn't want me coming
even
near
converse.
Her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, you know, maybe we could pray again, you know,
right,
what's
exactly.
going on? And that's where I saw didn't work. You know, I knew it was from the enemy right
yes.
away. And that's when I confronted you guys. I said, mm-hmm. listen, I had this situation. Now there had been other people that said, yes, you know, oh, wow, you know, I'm feeling great. My body's healed.
Yes.
I hadn't been able to reconnect with them again. But this was one of the situations where I saw that. I'm like, have you ever heard of the Lord healing somebody and blessing and then taking it back? Mm. You know, and I was discouraged. I started reading scriptures and
right.
I'm like, I don't see this in here.
Right.
So then I was like, okay, what happened? Well, I had to go to the people who had the mm-hmm. experience, and that was you and mm-hmm. Ed and the gang on Bridge for Peace. Mm-hmm. So that's where I reached out to you guys and
right.
I shared that experience that happened to me because I did not want that to be a discouragement.
Exactly.
And something for me to say, oh, doesn't work. Move on to the next thing.
Exactly.
It's, you know, smoke
yes.
and mirrors, I'm done. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I felt. I felt like I was useless or I wasn't doing or I didn't do something right. Maybe I didn't say this right. Or
mm-hmm.
I started all these thoughts going through my mind.
Right. But, yes. Yes. Which, again, so often we see that with someone who's just starting out, that the enemy's trying to discourage mm. you, and more than discourage you, trying to stop you.
Yes.
He wants
yeah.
to stop you, you know.
Yeah.
But thanks be to God, he wasn't able to.
Absolutely.
And that whole idea of sometimes someone comes back. Yeah, we tell people we'll stand with them, as you know, in the prayer suites, as long as they will stand, we'll stand with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the tip off in that was how she refused prayer.
Mm.
You know, someone who loves the Lord, why would we ever refuse prayer?
Mm-hmm.
And it was mixed with kind of arrogance and accusation,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which doesn't come from the Lord yeah. either.
And also there, I sense drugs, alcohol, mm. like, okay, mm. I'm going to heal you. Now turn from your sin and what?
Mm.
If yeah. did you go back into it? Mm-hmm. I'm good now. Now I can go back out and resume my old lifestyle mm. of drinking, partying, doing
right.
whatever.
Yeah, you know? So it reminds me of how we say in the blood covenant prayer, under the influence of the devil, I mm. reject all in every influence of the devil in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So friends, I'm going to ask Matt to pray for you again. Matt, we have 1 minute. Somebody who's been launched out into ministry mm. has seen some beautiful results of ministry, and then something comes crashing down, mm-hmm. just what you, and then the devil starts raising all these doubts in your head and wants to stop you. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for someone who's listening today, who's facing that situation where the devil wants to stop them? They're undergoing the discouragement.
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. And Lord, if there's somebody out there who has that discouragement and is feeling like they're not being used or useful, Lord, I just pray that you send the Spirit, Lord. Have the Spirit go into them, nudge them, get them to start getting back into trusting you, Lord. You know, you have all these situations under control. We, like I said, we are just your vessels, Lord. So if you're out there and you're feeling that discouragement, always turn to the Lord. Ask him to give you the confidence, the faith, the belief. And, you know, you get knocked down, you have to get back up.
Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace, or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.